Here's the Marketplace Index for Tuesday the 28th. I'm Heidi Moore in for David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was flat today. The biggest attention getter there was Sears. Its stock dropped 27% today after it announced it would close 120 Sears and Kmart stores to cut costs. The S&P 500 was also nearly flat, and the NASDAQ was up 6 points. That's a quarter of a percent. The yield on the government's 10-year treasury was up to 2%. We talk a lot about the stock market around here, but the real lifeblood of U.S. companies is the bond market, which is twice as big. American companies, like consumers, live on debt, but they don't take out mortgages or run up their credit cards. Instead, companies sell bonds. The buyers are mutual funds and pension funds, the same ones you're invested in. These bond sales help the companies grow, pay their employees, and just keep the lights on. But something is shifting in the world of these corporate bonds. If you've noticed, the markets are becoming a riskier place, with stocks veering up and down every day and Europe always on the brink of disaster. So mutual funds are crowding into the safe havens, U.S. savings bonds, and the bonds of giant stable corporations like Johnson & Johnson or IBM. But there is a domino effect. While those big companies, who are already sitting on lots of cash, find buyers for their bonds, small and medium-sized companies are suffering from a lack of attention. They may see a credit crunch down the line. It's the 1% and the 99% all over again, but with companies instead of people. Jeff Melly predicts it's going to be important. He's the global head of credit strategy for Barclays.
The biggest impact on the larger market is for how mutual funds will likely manage their portfolios in this new regime. What you could see is that mutual funds concentrate their holdings on the largest companies because those are the companies where they believe they can buy and sell the securities that they own. And that means that they're less likely to own the securities issued by some of the smaller companies. And you could see returns in the mutual fund universe drag as a result.
And so if you're a mutual fund holder, what does that mean for you?
Potentially lower returns and potentially higher transaction costs.
So could this hurt the economy as we know it?
Well, I think the way it affects the economy is that it potentially makes it harder for smaller, more risky companies to raise money, which could be a drag on hiring, and it could be a drag on the growth of these companies, which could be the real engines for job creation going forward. But these companies don't need the financing right now. So those implications are really down the road. They're not immediate.
Jeff Melly, head of credit strategy for Barclays. Demand is also going to be an issue in the oil market, which has been quiet for a while, maybe too long. Today, crude oil futures are back above $100 a barrel. Iran is threatening to cut off its oil shipments if critics don't stop attacking its nuclear program. But Saudi Arabia says it's ready to step in and send out more oil of its own, so there won't be a shortage. And now it's time for the Daily Pulse, our take on the health of the U.S. economy. The Pulse is beating steadily today on news that both consumers and economists are feeling chipper about the coming year. The Consumer Confidence Index, which measures how Americans feel about the economy, surged almost 10 points in December to 64.5, a near post-recession high. An Associated Press survey of 36 economists found optimism amongst the wonks as well. They warned, though, that big economic trouble in Europe could put a damper on the rally. For more on these rosy outlooks and to see how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy, go to marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Heidi Moore, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Index. This is APM, American Public Media.